Czechs. This Friday are marking the fourth anniversary of the death of the country's first post-communist president, Václav Havel. And one of the things that many people are doing in fond memory of Mr. Havel is rolling up their pant legs. That's a reference to Mr. Havel's inauguration when he famously wore trousers which were too short. A little earlier, I spoke with one of the people behind Krátké kalhoty pro Václava Havla, or short pants for Mr. Havel, Tomáš Pikula, about the events on December the 18th.
First of all, we would like to show that his ideas and his values that he was fighting for are not dead. And we are very happy that so many people are joining this initiative and that so many people are remembering it, not only in the Czech Republic, but also abroad.
Mr. Havel played a crucial role, and in the days of the Velvet Revolution, he became a symbol, one of the main personas who helped bring down the totalitarian regime. Do you think that on this day, people are still thinking back to those days and are thinking of him in those terms?
Well, according to the reactions that we received, email and our social networks, people are remembering all periods of his life. So some people are remembering his work as a writer. Some people are referring to his politician career. I think it's very, very interesting to see that people knows him better than just a president.
People who are taking part in the initiative are wearing what in English are known as floods, pants which are basically too short, and they're doing that to remember Mr. Havel. I wanted to ask you, what is the story or the legend which inspired this initiative?
Well, the first day in his office, he went in public with short trousers or with something that looked like short trousers. In fact, he just moved it up. The trousers weren't short, but we were inspired. And when he died, we wanted to find some gesture easy to do. We said to ourselves that this might be the gesture because anyone can do it. You don't need to prepare anything for it. You just remember at the morning or during the day. You can just roll up your trousers and you can join this very easily. And also, this is something that shows also the Havel's sense for humor. We think that it is important to remember him also for his sense of humor.
I'm glad that you brought up that point about the humor, because it seems that Mr. Havel's presidency at times was full of humor, almost subversive at points. There are stories about the push bike or the scooter at Prague Castle that Bára Štěpánová talked about, that the president used to ride on to get around because it's a huge complex. If he was still here, this is the kind of humor he could appreciate.
I hope so. And I'm really glad that our initiative supported by the people who knew Havel's friends or his former colleagues to commemorate him.